welcome all agents, trainers, Pikmin bloomers, peridot keepers, lightship pilots, eighth wall advertisers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Thank you for choosing the Wayspotters podcast. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people of the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is August 19th. We have a very, very short show planned for you this week. We just got finished with GoFest on Saturday. Speaking of GoFest, with me as always is Jamal. Hey, Jamal, how's it going?
What's going on? We're currently in Union City, New Jersey, in an Airbnb that was supposed to sleep 10 people, and it very much does not sleep 10 people. But we've got air mattresses, and we've got blankets, and we've got stuff all over the place. But you know what? We just finished GoFest, man. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am exhausted.
It was a long day, man.
It was a good time.
It was a good day. So, guys, Wayfinders out there, we've got a very short show for you today. We didn't want you to miss out on having something in your feed. So we're going to do an abbreviated show, and then we're going to have all of our kind of GoFest breakdown for you next week, because we literally just finished GoFest not even a few hours ago. So, Chris, I don't know if you have any news this week, or do we want to kick the news in next week? Let's hear from Testone. Let's see if we can get Testone up.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
That's so good. I love that.
Yes, especially when it works.
Yes. The only news I have this week is that Niantic finished their investigation, or finished part of their investigation on the stuff that's going on in the Netherlands, and removed 1,000 Wayspots.
Like 1,000?
And dealt with 1,000. They used the word 1,000.
That is really so cool that they did that. Like, for them to go through and remove that many is like really cool to know that all the Wayfinders out there, all the explorers out there, like, did something and sent reports into the team, and they actually took action on it. So that is really cool. I'm very impressed by that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they dealt with I think the words that they used were like large number of Wayfinders. So the abuse out there is rampant, and it involves a lot of people.
Yes.
And they're dealing with it. They've dealt with everything up to, because there's a huge long thread on the forums about it, right? So Tintino, I think it was posted, we've dealt with everything up to and including the post right before this. So according to everything that was right before they made that post is resolved.
Yeah.
And there's more that's been posted after it. So
which is amazing.
The team definitely has their work cut out for them out there, but this just shows that if we have patience, put our trust in the Wayfarer team, they know what they're doing, and they will deal with it correctly. So,
well, Chris, speaking of the Wayfarer team, we got the chance to meet with the Wayfarer team today, which is really cool.
Yes, we did. How's that for us, Dagway?
Yeah, and we will talk about that a lot more next week. But we met with Tib, and we met with Tintino. And who else did we meet with, Chris?
Moira Rose.
Yes.
Was somebody that we were not necessarily aware of. Yes. But they are a very lovely person.
Very much so. It was a great conversation. So we can't get into the specifics of what we talked about, but as we tweeted out earlier, Wayfarer is in good hands. The future is bright. And the things that the team is working on is going to make the Wayfaring experience so cool, like so cool. We're looking forward to it. But like I said, we will break that down next week, and we'll talk a little more about that. Chris and I really haven't had a chance to kind of process our thoughts on our conversation today. We met with them halfway through our play day, so we were still very much engaged in the Pokemon Go sphere. So we'll do a full teardown of GoFest and a full teardown of the meeting with Niantic and the things that may be coming down the pipe in the future. So it was a good conversation.
Yes, there's some things that we necessarily can't share, but it was a really, really good meeting. We had a really good conversation. And like I said in the tweet, the Wayfarer is in very, very good hands. And I feel way more about that way right now than I did going into that meeting. And I already felt that before going into that meeting. Right. So that should say a lot about about the meeting that we had with them. Yeah. So yeah, it was really
good. Chris and I both came out of it charged up. But here's the one thing I do want to tell everybody out there. Continue to reach out to us on our socials, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, YouTube comments are blowing up, emails. Send us messages, and we will make sure we get those in the hands of the powers that be. Your feedback is making a big difference when it comes to the decisions that Niantic is making. So they're listening very much to the community, and they appreciate everything you guys say. So continue to hit us up. Continue to let us know how you feel, your suggestions. You know, you can always, always, always reach out to us on one of our socials, you know, whether it's Twitter. You can reach out to us on Twitter. You can reach out to us, like I said, on Instagram or TikTok. Or you can even call the show, 704-426-3710. You know, and then Chris's favorite, and the thing that is blowing up the most, is the YouTube. So youtube.com/Wayspotters or at Wayspotters Podcast. So anything that you guys let us know that is you know, going to help the game, we're going to pass it on to the powers that be, and, you know, hopefully something good can come from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, keep reaching out, and we always take your feedback into account, and the Wayfarer team. So, and you know, keep reaching out and say, you know, we want you guys to cover this, or we would like you guys to talk about this on a show, and, you know, we'll add it to the rotation.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I do want everyone to do. So we're recording this show on Saturday night around 10 o'clock. So we're going to have this edited and up in the feed in less than 12 hours. In less than 10 hours, yeah. Be up and edit and in the feed. But what I would love everyone to do is go to our Twitter or our X or whatever the heck we're calling it. Look at our most recent tweet, and you'll see a picture of the Niantic team that was there. Look at it. Look at the faces. So the next time you're at a Niantic event and you see them, go and say hi. And I think, Chris, I think we're going to – can we put that picture on the forum? Is that allowed?
I think we can.
I think we can.
We put it on Twitter. Why can't we put it on the forum?
Put it on the forum.
I'll put it on the forum.
And then we'll probably throw it in the Wayfarer Discussion Discord also. So really good stuff. So, Chris, do you have anything else?
I do not.
All right. So what we're going to do, team, is we are going to kind of fade out here. We're going to play the dad jokes. The dad jokes are themed for New York, and you guys will love them. So here's the dad jokes, and when we come back from the dad jokes, we'll close it out, and we'll get you guys out to your Sunday early. Hey, Wayspotters. In honor of the New York City Go Fest that we are at right now as you're listening to these, we've got some New York City-themed dad jokes.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season 2.
What's the best place in New York to charge your phone? Battery Park. Have you heard about the new Broadway show that's based on the dictionary? Yep, it's a play on words. Someone asked me what I thought about the documentary on the building of the Brooklyn Bridge. It was riveting. Why did King Kong climb the Empire State Building? Couldn't fit in the elevator. What's the best place in New York to get ice cream? Coney Island. Do you think a kid could jump higher than the Statue of Liberty? Of course he could. Statue of Liberty can't jump.
All right, everybody, welcome back from the dad jokes. I hope you loved the New York themed dad jokes this week, given that we are all in New York for GoFest. So that's it for this week. We're a very, very short show. No Cole, no Waste Spots. We'll make up for it next week with some juicy, juicy stuff. I promise.
For sure.
So with that, thank you for listening to this very abbreviated episode of Waste Spotters. We really appreciate it. A big thank you goes out to our executive producer, Kate the Cons, and to all of our patrons. Couldn't do this without you. Thank you very, very much. To all the patrons who were with us in New York. Hope you guys had a good time with us. We definitely had a blast. We got one more day together. So we'll make the best of it. And hopefully next time there's a Safari Zone or a GoFest, more people can join us. That would be great. You can follow us on Twitter, as Jamal mentioned earlier, at Wayspotters. Follow us on Instagram, at Wayspotters Podcast. And also on TikTok, at @IMakeWayspots. We are incredibly responsive and love interacting with our listeners. You can also visit our website, www.wayspotters.com. From there, you can get the links to everywhere. You can download the show. And you can also send us a message directly from the website or email us at wayspotters@pokemonprofessor.com. If you're watching this on the YouTube, thank you very much. Make sure to hit the like button and subscribe. If you're not, check us out at youtube.com/@wayspotterspodcast. Next, you can call us and leave us a voicemail on a U.S. number. So if you're comfortable calling a U.S. number, call 704-426-3710. You never know. Your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show. We have one, I think, queued up for next week. And lastly, if you're not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 US a month. I think that's down to like 132 Canadian. So join us on Patreon. You'll have access to the entire family of shows across the whole Pokemon Professor Network, including Wayspotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people, and Jamal and I are in there and active quite a bit. So with that, we look forward to you listening and watching again next week. Thank you for joining us on Wayspotters. And remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car.